Market Mantra. Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I'm Arjun Chaudhary and with me is my co-anchor Harsh Ranjan.
Namaskar, hazir hain Market Mantra ke ek aur taza ank ke sath. Is karyakram mein desh videsh ki aarthik khabron ka jaiza lete hain, saath hi nazar dalte hain pramukh antarrashtriya share bazaron ke chadte utarte graph par aur khabron ki barikiyon par hum studio mein uplabdh apne expert ke sath charcha bhi karte hain. Aur aaj ke hamare expert hain Kumar Vijay jo senior economist hain. Kumar Vijay, aapka Akashvani ke karyakram Market Mantra mein bahut swagat.
Dhanyawad.
Shuru karte hain Market Mantra. Sabse pehle headlines English mein.
Indian benchmark indices end a volatile session with gains. Sensex up by 330 points. Nifty holds 22,200 points. Wholesale inflation in April accelerates to a 13-month high of 1.26%. And Brent crude exhibits a marginal change. West Texas intermediate oil lowered by 0.16%.
बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज और नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज में आज भी बढ़त. सेंसेक्स 330 अंक और निफ्टी 114 अंक बढ़ा. थोक मूल्य सूचकांक आधारित मुद्रा स्फीति की दर 13 महीने के अधिकतम स्तर पर 1.26% पर पहुंची. और ब्रेंट क्रूड की कीमतों में मामूली बदलाव, लेकिन WTI में मामूली 0.16% की गिरावट दर्ज की गई. साप्ताहिक कारोबार के दूसरे दिन आज यानी मंगलवार को भी शेयर बाजारों में उछाल रहा. बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का सेंसेक्स 328 अंक बढ़ा, 73,105 पर बंद हुआ, जबकि नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज के निफ्टी में भी 114 अंक की बढ़त रही और ये 22,218 पर रहा. विस्तारित बाजार में बीएसई मिड कैप 1.14% और स्मॉल कैप 1.79% बढ़ा.
The Indian stock market benchmark, Sensex and Nifty 50, ended in positive territory for the third consecutive session amid mixed global cues. At close, the 30-share Sensex inched 328 points up, or 0.45% higher, settling at 73,105. Meanwhile, NSE Nifty witnessed a gain of 114 points, or 0.51% to close at 22,219. From the Sensex pack of 30 companies, Mahindra & Mahindra, Larsen & Toubro, JSW Steel, NTPC and Sun Pharma were among the major gainers. In contrast, Nestle, TCS and Axis Bank were among the biggest laggards. In the broader market at the BSE, the mid-cap index gained 1.14% and the small-cap index rose 1.79%. In sectoral indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange, utilities jumped 2.8%, power gained 2.51% and industrials soared 2.4%. On the other hand, FMCG declined 0.36% and the healthcare fell 0.08%. Let's have a look at how the rupee performed against the dollar today.
बिल्कुल, अंतर बैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में आज एक डॉलर की कीमत 83.51 रुपए रही. उधर विश्व की छह प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर की मजबूती दर्शाने वाला डॉलर इंडेक्स अंतर दिवसीय कारोबार में 105.19 पर कारोबार कर रहा था.
सो कुमार विजय, गुड टू हैव यू ऑन द प्रोग्राम. इट्स बीन अ लॉन्ग टाइम सिंस वी स्पोक लास्ट, बट टुडे द मार्केट वॉज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. वॉलेटिलिटी इंडेक्स, अ फियर इंडेक्स, इज नाउ क्रॉस 20. इट्स 20.2 and the FIIs were the net sellers, no surprises there, 4,066 crore rupees. And the DIIs offset that to some extent, being net buyers to the tune of 3,528. But despite it being a net sell market, if you look at institutional buying and selling, the market actually went up by 330 points for the Sensex. Why did that happen? Who were the gap buyers in the market today?
This is a very interesting part, and as your figure itself says, that foreign investors had taken the money, whereas it has been, to some extent, greater extent you can say, more than 75% has been compensated from the domestic buyers. But even retail buyer has got a kind of positive confidence in the market. And you will find out that not only in Indian market, even Asian market, and to some extent in the American and other market also, you'll find out that they have a positive mood, and that is actually maintaining the market. India is bullish to a greater extent, just they are making a wait and watch. And even what we look from domestic market, election time is there. That is also, market is more or less has discounted more or less most of the factors.
Was there retail participation today?
To some extent, yes. That is what they have actually taken the market on that side. Secondly, market, it is not only today. You will find out that market is in positive notes for last 2-3 seasons, and that very indicates that the very much confidence in market is intact, and that is what's there. Yes. If you talk about global market, then in that case, certainly people are keeping finger crossed. They are waiting for tomorrow's announcement of the Fed, how they are going to have that announcement related to their inflation, and followed by, of course, what kind of rate issue they will address, and that will make it more clear. So two mega dates are there. One is, of course, internationally Fed one, and second R is now hardly more than 2 weeks are left. That is related to election result, and everyone is watching for that. So market is also watching in the same way.
बिल्कुल, आपने इलेक्शन की भी बात की कि आमतौर पर जब चुनाव होता है, थोड़ा सा इन्वेस्टर्स या जो रिटेल इन्वेस्टर्स कहें या जो ट्रेडर्स कहें, थोड़ा सा बेहद कॉशियसली वो ट्रेड करते हैं. लेकिन आप इस बार देखें, जैसा कि अभी अर्जुन बता भी रहे थे कि किस तरीके से DIIs की वजह से हमारा मार्केट न सिर्फ स्टेबल है बल्कि अभी भी ग्रीन की ओर लगातार जा रहा है. ऐसे में खास तौर पे जबकि अभी इलेक्शन में समय बाकी है नई सरकार बनने में, आपको एक आम जो इन्वेस्टर है, जो ट्रेडर नहीं है, जो निवेशक है, उसके लिए क्या ये उचित समय है करते रहे या थोड़ा सा रुक के मार्केट को देखते हुए निवेश करें बाद में?
अगर देखा जाए तो मार्केट जो है वो मोर ऑर लेस एक पॉजिटिव सिग्नल दे रहा है. और नॉर्मली पहले इलेक्शन के वक्त देखिए, जितनी अनसर्टेनिटी होगी उतना रिस्क ज्यादा होगा, और रिस्क ज्यादा होगा तो नर्वसनेस मार्केट में ज्यादा होगा, और जब नर्वसनेस होता है तो सेलिंग प्रेशर क्रिएट होता है. अगर वो क्रिएट नहीं हो रहा है, इसका मतलब कि मार्केट एज्यूम करके चल रहा है कि उसे सिस्टमैटिक रिस्क जो है वो कंपैरेटिवली कम है, और कम सिस्टमैटिक रिस्क के एनवायरमेंट में ये पॉसिबिलिटी है कि मार्केट फिर फर्दर ऊपर जाएगा. तो ट्रेंड मोर और लेस क्लियर है, वनली है कि किस एक्सटेंड तक जाएगा, और उसको ध्यान में रखते हुए कॉशसली इवन इन्वेस्टर मार्केट में इन कर सकता है. सब्जेक्ट टू दैट वो थोड़ा सा सेलेक्टिव होके ब्लाइंडली इन्वेस्ट ना करे. सेलेक्टिव इन्वेस्टमेंट होगा तो सर्टेनली इट विल बी अ गुड वन.
और जब आप सेलेक्टिव की बात करते हैं, यानी कि कंपनियों की प्रोफाइल देखे,
सेक्टोरल एस्पेक्ट देखे, कंपनी का प्रोफाइल देखे.
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल. और इसी के साथ बात कर लेते हैं कि क्या एशियन मार्केट है, आप कुछ पूछना चाहते हैं?
द फोर्थ क्वार्टर रिजल्ट्स आर आल्सो बीइंग अनाउंस्ड नाउ, एंड टुडे वी हैड फॉर इंस्टेंस भारती एयरटेल, श्री सीमेंट्स, भारती एक्सकॉम, ऑल डिक्लेयरिंग नेट प्रॉफिट्स फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ देयर इन्वेस्टर्स. सो व्हेन यू टॉकिंग अबाउट फंडामेंटल्स, डू यू फील दैट रिटेल इन्वेस्टमेंट पार्टिसिपेशन शुड एक्चुअली गो अप नाउ डिस्पाइट द वॉलेटिलिटी and then wait for capital gains post the election results?
That's also one very nice option. Yes, they can make it. The only thing is that instead of having any kind of a herd mentality, I suggest that some kind of a reason has to be there that when they are actually entering in the market, they should be selective. They should be particular with that. I am not going to mention here any company's name or something like that, but certainly sectoral specification is really required. And since a lot of project is expected, so even financial institutions and investing into finance companies could also be one of the good options.
A lot of retail investment is now into the derivative segment, the futures and options, your weekly contracts, your monthly contracts, and now you'll have the weekly expiry on Thursday. So today being Tuesday, we are still a day away from what will happen for the week. How do you see the retailers' behavior or conduct right now? Because it seems that the volumes in the cash market have gone up. They're quite bullish as far as the fundamentals of the stock market are concerned, the economy are concerned. How do you see the derivative segment as far as retail participation is concerned? Because of their focus, they have been focused more on derivatives as compared to the cash market.
You're true that focus is more on the derivatives market. Though I have a little different opinion related to derivatives, because it is a risk hedging market, but when the more and more you trade with it, is basically a risky market for the most of the people. So those who are actually genuinely having position and having portfolio insurance intact, that is basically some underlying stocks are also there, they have the, you know, holdings, as well as they are entering into derivatives, they are going to be more safer and earning better compared to those who are directly entering into derivatives market. Though it is bullish, no doubt it is there, but there is always a chances that derivative may take different route, and if it is on a opposite side and someone is just in having a speculative position, then it will be wrongly caught, and then in that case retailer will suffer a lot, because opposite side suffering is always high at that time. Of course, the discipline is really required, but yes, right now, if in a short period of time you say, especially this weekly one, one can think of entering into, taking position and booking some profit.
Always risk in derivatives in a volatile market. Volatile market. Values are swinging up and down. What about, let's have your opinion on fundamentals. We had the inflation figures that came out yesterday on CPI. What is your view on that? 4.83%, even though food inflation went up by 8%. What is your view regarding core inflation and non-core inflation, where you have commodities which tend to swing, or are they volatile in terms of valuation?
See, inflation overall, if you look into it, is in a way, anyway, downturn. It is actually going down, and which is under control, we can consider. If you compare with that other, if we look into our, in isolation, only in our own economy, then in that case we can consider that still it is on upper side and it should be below 4%. And especially when we talk about food inflation, which is on a little on a more higher side, because what matters a lot to the most of Indian is the food inflation. Now, whatever the figure overall may be getting down because of, you know, weighted average concept, but that is actually not the most of the people, because as you increase on your income ladder, your inflation, you become inflation inelastic. You are not going to have that much impact of it, but mass is going to have impact. So what we really look into, that how food inflation is going to be, you know, under control. That's what the not only monetary policy makers, rather even fiscal policy makers also have to view, especially from supply point of view, because it is the supply which is a concern. But if we compare with the overall global scenario, then we look into that among the emerging economies, India is in a comparatively best position. I'm not comparing with the advanced economy, but certainly among, if you compare with South Korea, you compare with the Brazil, you compare with the, you know, Russia and others. Russia could be exception because of its conflict position, but Brazil and South Korea and others, you know, Indonesia is more or less on a closer side. So you'll find out we are comparatively right now well contended. And slowly, gradually, we are reducing the inflation under control.
एशियाई और यूरोपीय बाजारों की बात करेंगे. एशियाई बाजारों में आज मिला जुला रुख रहा है. जापान का निकेई सूचकांक आधा प्रतिशत के आसपास बढ़ा, जबकि सिंगापुर बाजार का स्ट्रेट्स टाइम्स इंडेक्स 0.29% मजबूत हुआ. दक्षिण कोरियाई बाजार के कॉस्पी में भी मामूली बढ़ोतरी रही, लेकिन हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग 0.22% गिरा है. चीन के शंघाई कॉम्पोजिट इंडेक्स में भी बेहद मामूली गिरावट रही है. यूरोपीय बाजारों की बात करेंगे, वहां मिला जुला कारोबार अभी चल रहा है. लंदन का फुटसी 100 जहां मामूली रूप से बढ़ा हुआ है, वहीं जर्मनी के डैक्स में 0.16% की गिरावट है. फ्रांस का कैक 40 भी मामूली गिरावट पर कारोबार कर रहा है.
योर टेक ऑन द एशियन मार्केट्स, बिकॉज जापान हैज पिक्ड अप डिस्पाइट द येन devaluing against the dollar. The US dollar index has always been on an upward trend. It's now between 105 and 107. What's your take when you compare Japan with China, with what's happening macroeconomically in China and related to the market news?
See, the two economy, if you compare Japan versus China, undoubtedly both the economy had been struggling. Japan had been struggling for long and China had emerged to a greater extent, but for last, you know, a decade, you can say more or less now, had been suffering to China also. Though there had been a very positive information that whatever deflationary environment was there in China now, 0.3% of inflation has been reported in April in China, and that is one good thing. So they are very feeling happy. They will be taking it up. Similarly, in the Japan also, somewhere around closer to 0.9% of the kind of yield is expected to be there in the, you know, bond market, which simply indicates that their economy, though struggling to go under recession, but they are trying to.
Again, they are in a technical recession. Right now, Japan, quite interesting because they are reporting a marginal inflation numbers because of a rise in wages. For the last 20, 30 years, there hasn't been a rise in incomes when it comes to Japanese. But that's very interesting because inflation is also tied to wages, and every individual, whoever's working, wants a rise in the wages.
Yes, that is there. And see, two, three more important aspects are there. Japanese economy, somehow, not only from population point of view, even from economic point of view, they had got a saturation level. So they have to create a new kind of a demand, new kind of a, you know, opportunity, somehow, which is not possible within their economy. That's why Japan is, you look into net investor to the rest of the world. And that's the way they are surviving. They are making their economy move. So what right now is really required, Japan has to innovate in such a way that not only they have to actually invest into their social setup. They have to invest into their family concept to a greater extent. Otherwise, what they are planning for another 50 years of time is a biggest threat is there, how Japanese population will be actually, you know, progressing, and they will be able to contribute to economy. That's the biggest problem to Japan.
But Kumar Bijoy, I mean, who wants inflation? Really, the, you know, your cost of living goes up. If you look at Europe, for instance, they have sticky inflation where people sometimes live paycheck to paycheck. So how do you avoid a sticky inflation? Where is the law of diminishing return that now there is a equilibrium between demand and supply, and therefore prices will be in equilibrium? They will not rise and they will not fall. They will be in equilibrium. But that's not happened in Europe, for instance, and in other parts of the world.
That's true. But the ultimate objective is that unless you have a created demand, your survival in long run will not be possible. Survival will be possible only when you have a created demand. And when you are creating a demand, for that purchasing power is also required. And for having purchasing power, income generation is required. For that, money earning should be there. So it is a complete vicious circle. And that has to be there either through external forces or through some, you know, stimulus that has to be break it, and then only economy will be in a position to continue with the new highs.
Do you think there has been a shift away from supply side economics to demand side economics, especially with what's happened to China? Because China, for instance, is no longer the largest trading partner to Germany. US is.
USA is the largest trading partner. But China has to really look up and say supply is not the issue. Issue is a demand now. Now they have a problem of demand. See, whenever you have a recessionary environment, ultimately you are going for a lockdown kind of situation just because of poor demand, then survival is going to be a big challenge. And that has to be, you know, tackled in the right spirit. And that will be possible only when you have to create your competitiveness, your existence. So it's a global economic power is shifting, and that requires that realignment of economic activity is taking place. So the entire mess which is visible for last 1.5 decades, you look upon, that is nothing but slowly power is shifting. economic, you know, equations are getting rebalanced, and whatever you are quoting is one of the example of that. And I am really looking little, you can say, selfish in nature. How India is taking position into that entire shift is important. We are really monitoring how India is taking positions in this global economic trend.
और जब आप पूरे global economy की बात करते हैं, global share markets की बात कर रहे हैं, तो जो trend अभी हम US में आप कहें या Asian European market में जो देख रहे हैं, क्या ये कहना गलत होगा कि अभी ये सारे बड़े market भी इंडिया से प्रभावित हो रहे हैं, इंडिया को देखकर यहां भी ट्रेडिंग हो रही है और इसके हिसाब से इंडिया हैज बिकम अ गाइडिंग फोर्स फॉर द अदर मार्केट्स?
वेरी ट्रू. सी बेसिकली एक चीज तो है ना कि इंडिया जो है वो अभी पॉपुलेशन के लिस्ट में तो नंबर वन है, फर्स्ट इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट. नॉट ओनली दैट, इनकम इम्प्रूवमेंट भी है. जैसे जब आप कहते हैं कि बीपीएल से इतने लिफ्ट अप हो गए, तो स्वाभाविक है कि उनकी परचेजिंग पावर भी बढ़ेगी, चाहे वो अर्नड हो या सब्सिडाइज हो या डोनेटेड हो, जैसे हो. अल्टीमेटली मनी अगर पॉकेट में जा रहा है तो परचेजिंग पावर बढ़ा रहा है, और परचेजिंग पावर जब बढ़ाता है तो ऑफकोर्स अल्टीमेटली इकोनॉमी को बूस्ट मिलता है, चाहे वो स्टिमुलस स्टार्ट हो, लेकिन अल्टीमेटली एक रियल इकोनॉमी को बूस्ट मिलता है. सेकेंडली, आप रेलिवेंट हो जाते हैं ग्लोबल इकोनॉमी के लिए. इसीलिए देखिएगा, वर्ल्ड बैंक के ऑफिशियल्स का स्टेटमेंट आया कि इंडिया इज रिक्वायर्ड नॉट टू परफॉर्म फॉर देमसेल्स ओनली, इट हैज टू परफॉर्म फॉर ग्लोबल इकोनॉमी. तो अगर इंडिया वर्ल्ड इकोनॉमी के लिए परफॉर्म करना है, वर्ल्ड जो रिसेशन के गेट पे खड़ा है उसको वापस खींचना है, तो उसमें इंडिया का रोल है. इसमें पॉजिटिव सेंस भी आप देखेंगे, इवन फाइनेंशियल मार्केट के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से, अब जेपी मॉर्गन ने डिसाइड किया कि इंडिया के बॉन्ड मार्केट को आप वर्ल्ड के इंडेक्स में यूज करेंगे. तो ये जो इंडेक्स में यूज मीन्स इट इज नॉट ओनली कि आप मॉनिटर कर रहे हैं, इन्फ्लुएंस कर रहे हैं, अब आप यहां के मूवमेंट से वर्ल्ड का मूवमेंट भी मेजर होगा. ये अपने आप में एक बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट है. तो ये जो ग्लोबल रेलेवेंस है, वो रेलेवेंस सामने दिख रहा है और इंडिया की इकोनॉमी आगे इन्फ्लुएंस करती रहेगी.
लेट्स मूव ऑन टू द यूएस स्टॉक मार्केट. टेकिंग अ क्यू फ्रॉम व्हाट आवर एक्सपर्ट कुमार बिजॉय सेड, द यूएस स्टॉक मार्केट इंडिसेस क्लोज्ड ऑन अ मिक्स्ड नोट इन द लास्ट ट्रेडिंग सेशन. Tech heavy Nasdaq composite index gained 0.29% and Dow Jones industrial average ended 0.21% up, while S&P 500 ended 0.02% lower. So there was a marginal gain and loss in the three major stock market indices of the US. How do you see their economy being managed? Employment figures have come. There have been figures also in terms of claiming unemployment benefits from the government. After all, there's social security net there as well. But there is also a reliance more in terms of, there's a more trend towards buying precious metals like gold and silver. Their economy is also facing sticky inflation. There are also concerns regarding the supply side, their relationship with China that has been bound down to a great extent. How do you see the US economy right now vis-a-vis India, which is looking to build a supply chain, especially in Central Asia?
US economy, undoubtedly because of the inflationary pressure, they have got caught into their own, you can say, economic burden. And why I'm saying so, because everyone is expecting, including the Fed, had got the view that they will be going for rate cut, but every time they are deferring it because somehow whatever targeted achievement they want, they set their goalpost and somehow they are not able to touch that. So they are again resetting it. Again, we are looking that tomorrow how they are going to declare their figures, and finally further how they are going to decide that when the next announcement related to rate cut will be there. Second, their struggle is to maintain their supremacy in the global economy. So even if you are struggling in domestic market, but that supremacy is really required. So, a lot of disturbances, whether it is in a Middle East sites disturbances there, or Russian-Ukraine disturbances there, or any other kind of disturbance.
They also there, politics, yeah, presidential elections are coming up.
Presidential elections are coming up. That is also one factor. So, what US is actually looking into, that somehow they want to retain and maintain their power positions in the global market, and for that they want India and similar kind of economy in their own basket or in their own favor.
In more news, India's wholesale price index-based inflation accelerated to 1.26% in April on a year-on-year basis as against 0.53% a month ago. The data released from the Commerce Ministry today showed that the month-over-month change in the WPI index in April stood at 0.79% compared to March. The ministry further elaborated in its release that positive rate of inflation in April 2024 is primarily due to an increase in prices of food articles, electricity, crude petroleum and natural gas, manufacture of food products and other manufacturing items. As per the data, inflation in food articles rose to 7.74% in April as against 6.88% in March. Meanwhile, India's headline retail inflation stayed largely unchanged at 4.83% in April, according to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation yesterday. For the benefit of our listeners, what's the relevance of WPI today? Is it to track how businesses are able to enjoy wholesale rates whenever they are in the business of converting raw materials and intermediate goods into finished goods?
That is true. It is basically, that's why we say that whenever we talk about WPI, it is more related to producers one. How producers are going to actually feel this. So that's why whatever the business size is there, because if you look into CPI, it is more related to other part of the basket.
The consumers.
Consumers ones, yes, of course. And where food items and all other items are there, which is going to have impact. This little bit improvement in WPI, I personally feel it is good. Consumers should benefit from it. Undoubtedly, they should benefit from it.
Well, let's have a look at the crude oil market now. Oil prices were little changed today as OPEC maintained its global oil demand forecast and investors waited on US inflation indicators this week. Brent crude oil futures was down by 0.14% to trade at $83.24 per barrel, and WTI West Texas Intermediate was lower too by 0.16% at $78.99 per barrel when reports last came in. Oil prices right now, do you see them range bound or do you see them going up?
It is range bound. It is range bound because if you look into that, and for a longer period it has been staying into those positions. Even summer is there, but summer demand has already been taken into considerations, and that's why we consider that immediately near future no big movement we are expecting, somewhere not into 3-digit kind of terms. Of course, up to 80 to 90 is going to be for Brent. If you talk about that kind of a range, is a very normal range as on date, and it is for a longer period it is staying into that range bound area.
Briefly, how do you see India hedge its position looking to draw down on imports and build alliances, especially in West Asia? How do you see geopolitics influencing prices? Very briefly.
Of course, it is two, three things are there. One is that, of course, comparatively better bilateral alliance is going to be there. Long-term strategies India is very much into, like looking into working too much on the renewable sites and targeting for that, how renewable is going to minimize that exercise. And third one is, of course, the solar one is the very important one.
Bilkul, aur sone ki kimton mein aaj badhotri darj ki gayi hai. 155 rupaye ki badhat ke saath sona prati 10 gram 72,010 rupaye par चल रहा था. जुलाई अनुबंध वाली चांदी की कीमतें भी 331 रुपए की बढ़त के साथ प्रति किलो 85,217 रुपए पर थी. अंतर्राष्ट्रीय बाजारों में एक औंस सोने की कीमत $2,350.60 पर थी, जबकि चांदी की कीमत प्रति औंस $28.63 पर चल रही थी. आज के मार्केट मंत्र में इतना ही, क्योंकि वक्त कम है. आप स्टूडियो आए कुमार विजय, आपका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया. लेकिन मार्केट मंत्र खत्म करने से पहले हेडलाइंस एक बार फिर से.
Indian benchmark indices end a volatile session with gains. Sensex up by 330 points. Nifty holds 22,200 points. Wholesale inflation in April accelerates to a 13-month high of 1.26%, and Brent crude oil exhibits a marginal change. West Texas Intermediate oil lower by 0.16%. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. For now, goodbye.
Namaskar.
Market Mantra.